Let's finally get back to the questions that we started with. Why is it that Purim seems to be the goal, the highest point on the ladder of all the Me'adim of the year? Why is it that the Simcha on Purim is so different than the Simcha we're obligated in by all the Me'adim? And why on Purim do we have to drink to the point of Adla Yada, where we lose rational thought in our extreme Simcha? Our goal in Avodas Hashem is to achieve full reliance on Hashem. Bitachin in its purest form, where we truly rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and don't try to control anything ourselves. When we're flying on a plane, we rely totally on the pilot. We're helpless. We don't try to help steer. We don't try to land. We don't think there's anything we can do. We just sit back and try to sleep. And that's what Bitachin is. If we were to take a similar approach in real life, if we were to be faced with a difficult financial situation and we manage to pull through one year somehow, but we have no clue how we'll manage the next year, if we sit back and let Hashem do His work, we would sleep the way we do on an airplane. The same way Hashem made it happen the first time, He's fully capable of making it happen the second time. But we convince ourselves that we have to pitch in. We think that our input is necessary. And real bitachin is when we hand over the reins to Hashem, and whatever hishtadlus we do is just so that it doesn't appear as if we're relying on a nes. This is how Purim is the tachlis, the pinnacle of the year. On Pesach, we learn Emuna. On Shavuos, it's a time to learn Torah. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's time for tshuva. On Sukkot, it's for dveikus in Hashem. And on Chanukah, it's for miracles. After all these lessons, after we have achieved a level of understanding in our relationship with Hashem, appreciation for what it is, and the connection to Hashem, we then can reach the level of bitachin that Purim teaches us, demands of us. The word Purim means poor, which is a lottery. What is the nature of a lottery, a gyro, a raffle? Whoever takes the ticket out of the bucket has no idea what number will come up. He's assuming it's pure luck, random chance. In this way, it's actually the direct hand of Hashem, without any other power mixed in. When Haman made his lottery, he understood that there is no natural way for him to destroy the Jews. Many had tried. No one was successful. He was looking for divine power in his decree, and that's why he made a lottery. The divine power he was looking for was the power of the constellations, the mazalos, that supernatural force, which ultimately is random as well, according to his understanding, was what he was looking to harness. That's why he made a pur. But in truth, Hashem took charge, and in heaven they did accept his decree, and that's why he drew the month of Adar. And in order to flip the result of the lottery to our favor, Pur Hama Nehapach LePurenu, we needed excessive Rachmei Shemayim, mercy from Hashem, to change our lot in heaven so that we came out a new nation, a people reborn. And to do that, we had to hand it over totally to Hashem. On Purim, it's a time to realize that nothing is set in stone, nothing is fixed. Whatever the situation is, it can be reversed to something amazing in an instant. On Purim, we realize that we've come to the end of the road, exhausted all our efforts, and stopped trying to start so that Hashem can start. We drink Adla Yada to render ourselves helpless and totally in the hands of Hashem. This applies to all aspects of our lives, both spiritual and physical. In our Ruchnius, we hit dead ends. We're ready to give up our dreams of finishing Gemaras, Shas, learning. We're ready to throw in the towel on davening like we mean it. We have lost hope of refining, overcoming certain character traits, and whatever it is that we struggle with. We think, it's up to me, and I can't, or I don't do anything, and it's not going to happen. We make a decree against ourselves. We seal our own fate. And no, on Purim, Hashem can take full control if we allow Him, and everything can change, even if we don't have the merit according to our actions. We haven't done enough to deserve it. Hashem can and will change our situation and change ourselves, give us the help we need, and turn us around in an instant.